Tovkuf Teswav. Sival, Sukkot and Tes. So we said that the case was going from day one to day two. It goes from day one to day two. There's some which. So first, Mechaber put the opinion that it's Mutter Mechtei Sheyasu on the night of the second day of Yom Tov. The Ramah came along and said there's a Yesh Armin that no, that's Usser until Mutter Yom Tov. Sheni. So contest. Yesh Armin, the Serial, the Iker Isserhu. So the first shot says that the reason why it's Usser is because you shouldn't be in the Hennah from Malachas Yom Tov. So then we can say there's a Mamon of Shoch. If it's also in the henna, today's really chol. You're not being the by waiting for the shiur, so you're not being the henna anymore. If today is kodesh, yesterday was chol. So there's no melechus yom to be the henna from. But if this shot says that the reason why Chazal asked it is because they're afraid that you might ask the guy to do it. So if there's any way you're going to get some benefit out of it, you're going to you know, some gain out of it, practical gain. There's a motivation to ask the guy. So if I'm able to use it on the night, the second day of Yom Tov. Whereas had I done it myself, I can't do it on Yom Tov. So I'm gaining that the goy did. I might ask him. Shema Yermalakam Lasso. He might ask the goy to do it. Okay, now for Yom Tov Sheni, also on the erev of Mishori Lasi. You need to wait till after the Yom Tov Sheni, till the time it's possible to do it. You might ask the goy to do it on day one to have it available for yourself. And they too. Vnesh yudeh she nirmer lo akum yom tov sheni gufo ye osur lahonus babayim ad la erev b'tei she osur. And if I tell you that on day one it doesn't day one it's mutter day two b'tei she osur, so the guy's alarmed and he says if I wait till day two to ask him it'll be osur the whole day. If I ask him on day one for day two, It'll be us or she also, then I can use it the rest of the second day. That's what the person will think. Okay. Okay, and Yesh Armim, the Yesh Kula Gamkan Day is there is an opinion which says that this explanation, besides creating a Chumra, also creates a Kula. Why? The Lidhu and Osir Kula Yom Sheni El Oisa Yisrael Shahuba Bishwiloi. But this gzeira that you might ask the goy to do, it only applies to the person who was brought it for, that the goy is bringing a present for, which means he cares about that Jew. That Jew could ask him and he'll listen to him. But somebody else, the goy will say, excuse me. So it's only osir for that Jew. You don't even have to wait. On the first day it's osir because it's muksa. But when it comes the night of the second night, so for that person it's also the whole second night, the second day, and motzi the second day b'chlei she'osu. For everybody else, it's mutter immediately. Whereas according to the other explanation, because you shouldn't be in the hand of Malachas Yom Tov, that was an isser that applies to all people. So everybody would have to wait. Everybody would have to wait to b'chlei she'osu. But according to this shot, you don't have to wait b'chlei she'osu for everybody else. So that's a kula this would generate.
B'chlei she'osu after the second.
No, after the first night. Day one going into day two.
Well, everyone would have to wait. On the first shot.
Correct. I'm also Yom Tov Sheni. The Hainu Gam came with Leshiosu. And you have to, but according to this Pshat, you have to wait all the way with Leshiosu the whole second day, and then with Leshiosu after the second day. Now,
according to what?
So, the second Pshat, the Yesh Machmirim. Now, the next Mishabur is interesting because it's on the Mar Mokum. It says the Mar Mokum was the Tur B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam B'Rashi. That's what's written in our Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishmur, that's a total serf, that's a mistake. The Rashi, who Iker Dei Rishayna, Rashi is the first opinion that it's totally in being the hand of Malachos Yotav, not because there you might tell the. So what the correct Girsa is Renotam, Veharosh, and Smag. If you look at the Darshi and Darkei Moshe, Ha'aruch, that's the quote is there from the Rebbe Tam in the Rosh, not from Rashi. The Tzarech Archim. So now he says, the Midrash is Machmer, unless you need it for Acherim, which wasn't brought for them. Shlohuva. The Tzarechim Shlohuva. Pirish Hu. That time, since the Kema Shlohuva Bishvilon, the reason why we make it is because Kama is because Shlohuva Bishvilon. It wasn't, you know, the make of other people which it wasn't brought for them. I mean, that's what other people means. It's explaining why we're Makel. Because it wasn't brought for those other people. Behind it, the Tzarech Erchim Shehu Mitzvah, for the need of taking care of your guests, which that's a mitzvah. Therefore, Sebkan Alam Akilam Adei Azul Acherim B'Yom Tiv Sheni Acher B'Dei Sheyos. We allow other people to use it right away. Taking care of your Erchim. The first thing in Mechalkim is, even though we saw, we brought opinion before, where it says, other people really should be mutter, the Maisa, even though it shouldn't, we brought an argument for that it should be mutter of other people, the Maisa, the first thing not Mechalk like that. But the Mada Mechashin and Urchim Kacherim, we deal with guests like other people. They were invited after the present was brought. Because we could argue, therefore, that when the goy brought it for the people of, see, when he brings it for Pliny, he doesn't mean only Pliny; it means Pliny and his family, the people which are eating by Pliny. Well, if this guest was the guest of Pliny at the time when it was brought. So it was brought for him also. He's part of the household for this purpose. So some say, therefore, this only is true that they're called other, quote unquote other, if they were invited after the present had been brought. So say the goy didn't have them in mind. So therefore, they're considered like somebody else. The goy didn't bring it for these people. They weren't there yet. Dilu ha'archim she's minun mikaidim, the archim which were invited beforehand. Yesh lerma the chashiva kibnei bayis. So also, we could argue that those people are, for this purpose, are considered like the bnei bayis, members of the household, and they're also, because when we say that it's also for that person, we mean him and his household. So someone like that, says the Mishra says that that's actually based Yosef, and brings the Magen Avraham agree with that. Va'oid kasu hakerim l'hakol la'archim meir hakeris av hizminim mikodem. However, that's guests from this city. But guests from a different city, even if they were invited beforehand, we're going to be makel. Why is that? Or if somebody's local, listen, he can go home and eat. You know, somebody who's not local, he can't go home and eat. So that's the real Haktosas Arachim. We're going to make allow him to also partake of the food, because it'd be uncomfortable for them to sit there and, you know, eating all these luscious fruits, etc., and he can't touch it. So that's to make them uncomfortable. So that's all part of the mitzvah. So that means, and that's an area we're going to rely on the first opinion totally. In the first scenario where the person, there's a guest from this city, we're going to basically say that the second opinion allows for other people the benefit. Because that itself is not clear. So in Islam we aser, but we'll argue that the second opinion would agree that would allow other people to benefit. In the case of bona fide Hachnos Tzarchim from a different city, so in that situation, we're going to rely on the first opinion. So we're so also it's not possible. But after that, they can eat it, and he can eat it also. Yigimla wasn't bought by Shulon. Mim katzazim ma'akum. If the scenario was the following, that he made an arrangement with the goy, mayor of Yomtiv. Shivila b'zmana heter. The arrangement was that the goy should deliver it erev Yomtiv. V'heim yivila b'yom tzev rishon, and they actually delivered it late on the first day of Yom. So we're going to be Mekel b'yom tzev sheni l'acher k'dei she'yosem. We're going to be mekel even for that shoe. Okay? So what's their argument? According to the first opinion, the issur is being the head of Melechus Yamtiv. So once you wait, because also it's mutter. You're not being the head of Melechus Yamtiv anymore. The problem is what the gzera was, you might ask the guy to do it. Over here, you see that you did ask the guy to do it, and you asked the guy to do it properly beforehand. So the gzera that you might ask the goy to be motivated to ask the goy to do it, you see, it's not relevant to you because you're being trying to be careful not to do that. So even though it didn't work out like that, but the gzera isn't there. So therefore, immediately after, but they should also, everybody can benefit, even the person himself. That's their argument.
What?
The case where he arranged with the goy beforehand, so he can't say this exactly, he might, we're afraid, we're matter, they might ask the goy to do it on Yom. If you see this person was careful to ask the goy to do it before Yom, that he, you see he was aware of the law, he was trying not to do that. And so,
why punish
him? So there's no reason to punish him. But if the problem is being the hand from Lysa, it's being healed, he's still being the hand from Alechaz Yom. So you have to wait because they also, but only they also, of the first night going to the second night, but not the rest, the rest of the day is mutzah for everybody. If there's a significant pressure and need for him to allow to be eat the consume the food, so in a case of necessity, we rely on the first opinion. So till now we're saying the heter is based on the fact that there's a tzarech mitzvah. Now we're saying there's any tzarech, real tzarech would be matter it also. Okay. If it's bought on the Yom Tov Sheni, so you wait till the B'chlei Sheni also on Yom Tov Sheni afterwards. Okay, Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Sheni. It was born on the second day. So on that day, it's also for everybody. She also does it for everybody. Afterwards, it's mutter for everybody. Okay, if the goy delivered it to the Jew immediately at the beginning of the second night, there was no time for him to have done this work on the second day. About Karchacha Nitzaydu B'yom Rishon. So it's obvious that it must be that it was that the person, let's say, captured the animal on the first day. Yeshudin Hevi B'yom Rishon. He only brought on the second day. If it's obvious to us that that the Malacha happened on the first day, so you have to deal with it that the we have to deal with it as if it was brought to him on the first day. I mean, the malach was on the first day. Similarly, if that's a chumrah. I guess not a chumrah. We're dealing with as if it was the scenario which you just gave. We're dealing with as if it was. We know that it was nitzed on the first day, even though he only delivers it on the second day. But it was not enough time to have processed it in the second night. So we have to assume he did it by day, with all the subsequent machlokos that we mentioned. This same which tells me that a case report at the beginning of the second night, we know for sure it happened on the first day. If he brings it at the beginning of the first night, we know for sure it happened on Erev Yom Tov. That'll be a cooler. So now the only issue is, we know when the Seder took place, but maybe he brought it from Mitchus to Tchum, so that you have to be Mavara. Now, I was saying, I'm talking about Rosh Hashanah, L'shach b'hu m'mon v'shach, the Kedusha Achas, Uchiyam HaRita Dami, we deal with Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah differently than all the other Yomim Tovim. That's based on the Gemara. We've discussed this before. So therefore, the heter of being the henna from Malachas Yom Tov was, I'm not being the henna from Malachas Yom Tov, because it's a new day, and I have a Mamon Roshach. If the first day was Kaddish, I was a good boy, and I waited the time it takes with Eish Yosef. If the second day is Kaddish, the first day was Chol, so then Stama was, everything was Mutter. That's how we look at the Yom Tov Mishal Golias. But Rosh Hashanah, we say it's all one long day. So on this day, it was brought for him, and therefore remains in a state of Issa for the rest of the day. Yeah. Or Yom Tov Asamach L'Shabbos. Similar, that would be true of a case where you have a Yom Tov immediately adjacent to Shabbos, either prior or anterior, what, posterior, prior or beforehand, or afterwards. For example, Yom Tov was Erev Shabbos. Maybe in Yom
Tov.
So they brought it to him on Erev Shabbos. So you say it's also that day. And now, it's also the second night also. Because Al Zegzera, we said the Zegzera applies. Also being the henna, he said, "Well, it's a new day." We see. We said we only argue that the argument of the henna works, and maybe today is chol. Or either scenario can be he brought on Friday, and then it's Shabbos. Friday was Yom Tov, then Shabbos. So yeah, it was Yom Tov. Shabbos was Sunday. Shabbos was Shabbos, and then Yom Tov was Sunday. So you went immediately from Shabbos into Yom Tov. So you have to wait till it's almost a Shabbos to Yom Tov. What's the Yom Tov of Shabbos? Either way, so I'm not the Yom Tov of Shabbos. Shir the Tzorach l'hamdan af im lokutzu or nitzordu me'aleyim. This is true even if it happened by its own without anybody doing any malacha. So what's the issue? Even though Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different days, they're not the same as, let's say, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But there's a new problem of Hachana. Day A cannot make something roy for day B. Day Yom Tov mechil Shabbos, so the Shabbos mechil le Yom Tov. The first day cannot, whatever it is, if it's Kaddish, cannot function as the preparation for the second day. V'hainu, so if you would then attempt to prepare it, etc., on day one, it's clearly for day two, because you can't eat it on day one. And egg is late, which is late on day two, is also it was nigmar on day one. And therefore, it comes that day one is preparing for day two, which it can't do. Lachain bezeh b'motzei Shabbos mutar miyad. Or yitzrichim hatanach for Shabbos motzei Shabbos yom tov b'kadesh yosu. But there would be no need to wait b'kadesh yosu based on this reason. Motzei yom tov. It's on the first day. You have to wait for after Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shimlo Yom Tov. Yeah, you pass. Shimlo Yom Tov. If you don't wait and you eat it right away, you're benefiting from Malachas Yom Tov. You had no way to use it. If the guy hadn't brought it, you'd be no way for you to get it. You can't do the Malachas involved to get it. So by eating it, you're taking advantage of that which the guy did. The only place it would be relevant in how you may be loy be matzi Shabbos. The only way to benefit from it is if the guy would bring it to him after Shabbos. Chem yom to shechal yos achar Shabbos, kdei shal yehenim melech Shabbos. You can't get to a state where we say, listen, I'm not getting anything because I could do that myself. We have back to back Shabbos and then the day of Yom Tov. Okay. Bashir Kadesh Yosu. We kept throwing around this phrase Kadesh Yosu, Kadesh Yosu. Then he says, so how long is Kadesh Yosu? It's at the time it takes for him to walk there and back and be malakit.
What was the last time? Before?
Yeah, we're in your test now. Bashir Kadesh Yosu. A call of sif koya machaber. This is every time we mention the sif. Kadeshi also. This is what it means. Kadeshi yelich. He should travel there, do his act, and then come back. V'mevi'an akam ayadei rechiv v'sus. So the time that you have to wait only involves the riding time. The riding time, not the time that they would stop on the animal pasture, etc. And you don't have to wait the time it takes. What would be in a situation where the Jew doesn't own an animal? So, had the Jew done it, he would have to walk there. And it takes an hour to walk there, an hour to walk back. The guy who happens to own a horse did it in 5 minutes. So, how much do you wait? Do you wait b'chdei the time it would take for the Jew to do it? Or how much it took for the guy to do it? So, the chari, you could argue that the gzeiros, because you might ask him to do it because you'll benefit from it. So, that's all part of you'll benefit from him doing it much more expediently. We don't say that. But had he done it after Yom Tov, it would be okay. So for the Jew. So we measure how long it would take for him to ride there and back as opposed to walking there and back. Lamakam Shalikate. You have to give him the time it takes to walk to the place where he gathered. If you know where he picked from, you have to cheshman based on that orchard. Whether it was close or far, that's what you do. That's Mokam Shalikit. Then he said, if you're not sure from where he brought it, so we estimated based on coming mechutz tchum shurin ratzolimer bein lechumra, and it's going to be the chumra or the kula house lechumra. We're not sure whether it's Techot Chum or not. We say that you can't just have the cheshvan of waiting the time it takes to walk to Techot Chum and then come back. But rather, we make him wait for the further possibility. Yeah? That's a case of L'chumra. Just the shear takes it to go right up beyond the tchum, not the whole full distance. Okay. Base.
First part, if you're not sure whether the goy brought it from inside of the tchum or outside of the tchum, your machmer, wait the length of time it would take for a person to bring it from outside of the tchum to the end.
No.
No. Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry, you're right. Okay. Base. Phil Ploshen and Yehudi, a settled out to the goy detached them or caught this animal for his own purpose. Alafim and Elon Meatzra, the fruit fell off the tree by itself. Anitza Meatzra, the animal got entangled and got caught. Without the non-Jew intervening. So also we still remain with this, the muksa problem, that beginning of Yom Tov, it was muksa because it had not been been picked or yet, or caught yet. So it's muksa, so it's also for everybody to use it. You can't move it either. Even the person who it wasn't brought for, because muksa is a universal problem. But over here, there's no need to wait because there's no command to the goy, and the Malachas Yomtiv wasn't done for Tzarech Yisrael, so it's not called being the hand from Malachas Yomtiv, because the goy doing it for himself is not Malachas Yomtiv. We slap on the title Malachas Yomtiv. If it's still being done for a Jew, not if it's being done for a non-Jew. So also, often you cannot eat it. So he says, Mishum Muksa. The problem over here is Muksa. Kim Shalim and Chuber with Erev Yom Tov. Banish Muksa. Since the beginning of Yom Tov, it was attached to the tree. It remains also the rest of the Shabbos. Muksa the Chuber. That we point out even Rav Shimon is moida, because these are things that you could have done before and which you didn't. So that's a decision to be maxed be a dime. Make it not. I'm considering this not usable. Okay. Most of the mechuber amnesha ha'yom mechuz etzera also kliyam over Paris. Yesh by oid iser mishum shemigal b'yidlish kach also bechila b'tziltul. There's another argument why Paris would be a problem, because there's a gzera d'rabbanan chazal said if I allow you to eat it, you might go and take them off the tree. Even what happened totally by itself, it's going to be also because of that gzera. And that's it across the board. That's irrelevant who was done for. The fact that it happened, it was done, is a problem. First, what happened was the guy picked it for himself. He originally did the malacha, he did it for himself. Then he changed his mind. L'havil yisodim to Jew. So also boy said, "Yom ben yisov zeh ben la'acher kimon she iser b'zeh mishum muksa ein afkuminim is elazeh." Right, because that's a mixer problem. So that's what he said. If the goy detached it on Yom Tov, it's going to be us for everybody because of muksa. But the erev term, yeah, use it right, you may use it right away. I feel the erev Yom Tov, even 2 days of Yom Tov, going into the second night, you're allowed to use it right away. You go into Yom Tov, Mishal Golius. The Yisur Berishan, Mishal Muksa, Mutzah, Bilashani, Lukul Yama, Muksa doesn't extend from one day to the next. Rosh Hashanah, which is considered like one long day, also, there is a possible so the muksa of the first day affects the second day by Rosh Hashanah. But in the other scenario, will the muksa of the first day affect the second day? So there the problem isn't out. So the problem isn't because of it's not Yom Richta, but there's a problem of Achana. Shubu Shilai Chavav. Tafkim Eviyam Mitechetchum. Avol Eviyam Mitkusetchum. After Tlisha Hoyel Latzim. Even the act of detaching it was for the goy, but you have the problem of bringing it from Mitkusetchum. Also Kapalim Mishub Tchumen. Mishubu Shilai. Because she also came aboard with Sefei. We'll talk about Tchumen and Sefei. It's all.